Starts.
Sunflower Caravan was just one of the tens of bands playing around Prague on Thursday evening as part of the opening of this year's United Islands Festival. The event, which is in its fifth year, is promising over 150 hours of free music to those who find themselves down by the banks of the Vltava River between Thursday evening and Saturday night. This year, the festival ties in with the Czech Republic's EU presidency, which comes to an end in less than 2 weeks. David Gajdečka is the event's organiser.
Well, United Islands has been linked a little bit to European Union idea since the beginning. In 2004, we were celebrating the biggest European enlargement. We were playing on 10 different islands, which was symbolising 10 different countries entering EU. The idea of United Islands is giving a space to all different minor genres, such as jazz, world music, such as electronic music, such as rock music, folk music. And because each island is hosting one of the different genres, we are uniting the genres. And it's kind of similar idea to European Union, where small countries get together and they might be stronger in the global world. So,
and what do you have at this year's festival that is of particular interest to you and potentially the listeners of Radio Prague?
Well, I'm the one that was choosing the bands on the program, so for me it is hard. I would choose almost everything, but maybe some recommendations. We are bringing a Faroe Islands band, Orca, which is just a group getting attention right now. They're built all their instruments from industrial materials. And they're not playing classical industrial music. It's a music with harmonies and melodies, and it's a very interesting show. And it's on Compound Friday at 7.
Hold it, Tommy, or surround the flu on Svoy Bowie Winde, or Luchtla, Yowen on Frasvong on Routon.
As well as a jazz stage on Kampa, there's a special Czech stage further south down the river on Slovanský Ostrov. Electronic music can be found in the pretty riverside exhibition space Manes, while the main stage sits bang in the middle of the Vltava on Strzelecký Ostrov.
Cuando tomes tu café, toma tu café con caña que
solo la caña da el aroma.
Cuando tomes tu café, toma tu café con caña.
Our main kind of headliner is Noise of Human Art, which is totally typical for our festival. It's a band based on German, Spanish, American, Czech musicians built together, and they're mixing breakbeat music with all kinds of world music roots, and it's very interesting. It's on main stage on Saturday. We have lots of program on jazz stage. Interesting program is built on the Czech young jazz scene. Jazz was always strong in Czech Republic, even during old communist times, and now the young generation is doing very interesting music. So,
what about the Czech bands that will be performing here? Because you've got a special Czech stage this year, don't you?
Yes, we build a special Czech stage, which is for us, meaning a kind of a best of Czech popular songwriters' music, best of our history, and it's legendary singers such as Michal Prokop, Ivan Hlas. There is a younger singer, Monika Načeva, who's coming with Michal Pavlíček, great guitar player on our scene, and we are hosting Pavel Bobek, who is a very special singer. He was only one during the communist times who was sneaking through the border the Western music. He was having a Czech lyrics on tunes of Frank Zappa, Lou Reed, and public doesn't know that very well, so we would like to present him.
And one last question is, I hear there's going to be a sort of, as part of United Islands, a ceremonial handover of the Czech EU presidency to the Swedes. Is this correct?
Yes, we have this surprise informal handover of the Czech presidency to the hands of Swedish, and because Swedish used to be a sea empire and we are on the Vltava River, it's going to happen on the water.
We both thought it would last forever. Now the memory's gone. Where did we go wrong? There's no point.
One of the bands playing at the festival this weekend is the Czech-British group The Prostitutes. Adrian Bell is the lead singer.
We're going to be playing on Strzelecký Ostrov at 1440.
14:50 on Saturday afternoon.
And you are sort of veteran Czech musicians, can I say? So you've played a few other festivals. How does United Islands compare to the other Czech festivals that sort of crop up every summer?
We've played United Islands once, I think that was three or four years ago. It's different. It's more... it's more multicultural. And it's a nice festival in the middle of Prague. We like it.
And which bands will you be going to see yourself at this year's United Islands?
I want to see Noha. And they're playing on, after us. And I would like to see Sammy Da Costa as well.
Václav Havelka is the frontman of Czech band Please the Trees. As well as playing twice at this year's festival, he's also been involved behind the scenes in the event's organisation. Before his first show on Thursday, Václav said that his job, for the most part, was fixing up visiting bands with the right sound equipment and instruments.
The philosophy is like, we do it just for the selected ones that are coming from abroad, so that's like 10 out of 50 bands, because like the rest is like from Czech Republic or some... Even if they travel from outside, they travel by van and they take everything on their own. So,
can you tell me what's new about this year's festival? It seems a bit bigger than in previous years.
I think every year it's getting like more and more some I don't know how to describe it, like compact or whatever, something, I don't know. Like in my opinion, it's not that big. It's like one of the past years, it's been like huge, and they were like inviting like huge bands and stuff. But the philosophy is, I think, like keep it free for people and explore some new music, new bands from places. So I think like David goes to like festivals all around Europe and the world, and he's like choosing bands and, you know, asking like who wants to come and stuff.
Okay, and this year there is, on Thursday, a sort of club night where a lot of places that don't normally open their doors for free are going to be, I understand.
It was happening last year too, and there's like a couple, for each venue there's like a producer, which is like a famous musician or somebody, and they choose bands for the venue. So even like venues like Palace Acropolis or Rock Cafe or places, they then, you know, they're doing shows like people pay to attend, but these are like all free, so people can actually like travel from club to club to see like different bands.
And you're performing a couple of times as well as organizing this festival. You're actually playing.
Yeah, I'm playing solo tonight at Škabetka Bar, which is like somewhere Prague 6. I'm playing with the Slovakia band Longito, and that's for tonight. And then I'm playing with my band Please the Trees on Saturday afternoon at the main stage at Strelecký Ostrov.
The open air part of the festival runs until 10 p.m. on Saturday evening, and then it moves indoors to an after party in Manus. For a full programme and further details on the festival, visit United Islands website, the address for which is www.unitedislands.cz.